Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. Today, our topics are Happy Holidays and the Gift of Time. Several years ago, Wayne Dyer sent me a little book that he wrote called Happy Holidays, uplifting advice about how to avoid the holiday blues and recapture the true spirit of Christmas, Hanukkah, and New Year's. There's a quote in the book that I just love, and I'd like to read it to you now. It says, if you can get back to that time of your life when you were a child, enjoying every aspect of this glorious season, you can rid yourself of the holiday blues permanently. As a child, the shopping was something that filled you with excitement, and you were able to ignore the crowds. The time you spent decorating, wrapping, celebrating, worshiping, and being with your family was a pure delight. Children view the holidays as positive fun and a joyful time of year. It's possible to change the way that we look at the holiday season as adults and have more fun, more joy, actually look forward to it each year. Here are some reminders that can help you feel more joy at this time of year. Look for ways to make it more fun than ever before. Look for ways to give to others besides buying them expensive gifts. Be thankful for all you have and your ability to give to others. Enjoy the beautiful holiday decorations in the stores. Stop and really look at the holiday lights and enjoy them. Take time to enjoy your shopping experiences. Find something to like about every gift you receive. Children's joy and laughter to remind you to lighten up and be playful. Laugh more. Watch some funny movies and play games. Enjoy the fantasy of the stories, movies, and decorations. Be willing to be more spontaneous and have flexible plans. Take time to relax and recharge your body, mind, and spirit. Savor your present moment. Create memories that you will treasure. Appreciate the people in your life and enjoy spending time with them. Give the gift of your time and love and enjoy receiving time and love back. The common theme for all of the holiday traditions is to be with people you love. It's for a feeling of connection with people who may be far away, for gifts of love and time with people we love. In my opinion, the holiday season is for giving and receiving the gift of love and having time with people and animals who mean the most to you. Today, I would like to play a song from the Denaders. That's our family. We created the song several Christmases ago, and we recorded it with Robert Berry at Soundtech Studios. The song is called Merry Christmas. And we had a lot of fun recording the song with Robert. And last week I had fun talking to Robert on the Live Your Music radio show where we talked about his December People show, which was amazing as well. What a great experience. I'm going to play Merry Christmas, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about that song and about experiencing the music of Christmas.
There's a fire in the fireplace. It's that time of year. Merry Christmas. Enjoying good cheer. Come to the party. Christmas is near. beautiful sights, happy sounds, music and laughter all around. Shiny glass balls, a festival of lights, a tree full of beauty with an angel in flight. Merry Christmas, there's joy in the air. There's a fire in the fireplace, it's that time of year. Merry Christmas, enjoying good cheer. Come to the party, Christmas is near. Gifts of silver and gold, red and green, what's inside remains to be seen. There's frost on the window and the fire is warm. We're singing together, there's joy all around. Snuggled together, there's stories to tell. With the season's images, we're under the spell. The scent of the feast, while good friends are near. Relax and enjoy all the good cheer. Merry Christmas, there's joy in the air. There's a fire in the fireplace, it's that time of year. The presents wait patiently under the tree. It's almost time, 'cause it's Christmas Eve. Come to the party, Christmas is here.
That was Merry Christmas, the song that we recorded at Soundtech Studios, and I believe I do have Dudley Denader, my husband, here on the line so that we can talk about that. Are you on the line, Dudley?
I'm here.
Yes, that's great.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too, and Merry Christmas to everyone out there. Happy holidays as well. What would you like to say about that song?
What would you like to know?
Well, how did you get the idea to write the song?
Well, I should explain to everyone who may be listening that this was a collaborative affair. Margot, I think, wrote the first verse. I think I wrote the second verse. We kind of cooperated in writing the chorus, and Alex wrote the third verse, Xander, that is. I wrote the music, and it was kind of based on the way the chorus sounded. And oftentimes when I write something, I'll remember we all are a product of our environment and the influences therein. And that could have played a part in it, although I don't remember really hearing a song that sounds quite like this. So it's hard for me to say offhand. Some of the songs I write just come out of me, come out of the blue, oftentimes right before I go to sleep or right when I'm getting up, just when it's the most irritating to have to get up and get a pencil and write something down. But I'm not sure where the impetus came for the actual music for this song, but I know that it works well with the lyrics, and it was great to have the whole family write them and to have, you know, a nice lyric line and musically to join with those lyrics. So that's pretty much it.
I remember it very well. I remember how much fun it was writing some of the lyrics for the song, and you had Xander write some, and you had me write some, at this point, it's starting to get to be hard to remember which person wrote which part of the lyrics, but it's just fun knowing that all three of us worked on it. And it was one of the first songs, I think, that I got to write lyrics for in more in detail, like I did with this one. I had done some edits to lyrics at other with other songs that you'd recorded with Robert at Soundtech, but this was so much fun being able to know that some of the lyrics were actually the ones that I had written, some that you had written, and some that Xander had written.
Speaking of Robert also, I mean, a huge amount of the successful recording of this song is his. I mean, there is a guitar in the background that I played, but most of the instrumentation is from Robert, and he is a master. He always knows just what to put in, what to keep out, the strength, the type of feeling behind the way the music should sound, given the words at that particular point. He is a master. He's such a good friend and a true love, and it's largely up to his expertise that the finished product ended up being what it was.
That's so true. And then also the keyboard parts in there, he's a master with the keyboards, and it always just amazes me how you'll give him the song that you're working on and he'll lay down a track of keyboards. He just turns around and just does it like it's magic. And but speaking of Robert, that also reminds me of how much fun it was going to see his December People do their classic rock Christmas show last Saturday. And I was talking about how we can give experiences as gifts instead of just getting material things. And especially the older we get, we have so much stuff already that I actually love getting gifts of experiences, and we had given each other the gift of tickets for the concert last Saturday, and it turned out to be such a joyful and fun time with you and our friends Carly and Ed there, and seeing Robert and all the guys in the band.
Right, having them sign my phone.
Yeah, Dudley had them sign his case for his iPhone, so he has signatures in Sharpie all over his iPhone case now, and so we'll remember that forever.
Yeah, it's been December, People.
Yeah, they have one more show coming up, and it is going to be this Saturday, December 21st, at the Feather Falls Casino in Oroville. That's December 21st, Feather Falls Casino in Oroville, and I'll put the information about that on my Facebook later so that people can check out where to go get tickets for that. And I highly recommend the show. I don't know about you, Dudley, but I would love to see the show more than once during the season because it's just so much fun.
It was terrific. I would like to see it again as well.
Yeah. And then another thing that I really like to do is to get books for people and also to receive books for gifts. And I'm excited to announce that my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, has been republished by Balboa Press, and it is now available in hardcover, softcover, and for Kindle on Amazon.com. That's my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. And the chapters in it, chapters 11 and 12, are really a lot about what we're talking about here today. Chapter 11's title is Time is a Gift, Take Time for What Matters Most. And chapter 12's title is Feel and Express Your Gratitude, Appreciation, and Love. And to me, that's really what the holiday season is about, is expressing and feeling your gratitude, appreciation, and love, and taking time to be with people and animals that you love, to savor the moments, to enjoy the colored lights, to enjoy shiny glass balls on the Christmas tree, to enjoy the decorations everywhere you go and all the little white lights that you see in businesses and out when you're driving around. It just adds so much joy and fun to this time of year when it gets dark out so early. And I love that about it.
I think that's a good point. We all get so caught up in the preparations for the holidays with numerous parties and then dealing with family get-togethers and dinners and so on and so forth. And so for the adults, it can be a little more stressful than it is for the kids. The kids are just wide-eyed. I think it would be good to remember as an adult to be a little more wide-eyed when you get the chance to relax a little bit and when things are under control to let yourself go and just relax and enjoy.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Dudley, but I need reminders constantly to remember. Yeah, to remember the things I know and to take time to savor the moments, because really the only time we know for sure that we have is right now. And it's a time to spend time with people that are treasures in your life, and that includes treasured friends. And I have on the line coming up, I have a friend, I do believe.
I have.
Linda, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. I've got you and Dudley both on the line at the moment.
Yeah. Hi. Someone came to my door, so I missed part of this, but
Linda, turn your computer down because
okay.
We can hear the background
what
noise.
Your show is really reminded me of, I haven't reread it lately, but chapter 11 and 12 in your book where you cover this beautifully about time being a gift and then also about feeling and expressing your gratitude, appreciation, love all the time, but especially this time of year, when it's easy to lose your inner peace to something that won't matter in a month, you know? So, and your
right.
inner peace will matter in a month. So just to keep that inner peace and what your priority really is enjoying the time with your family and feeling peaceful and just kind of being there in the moment as opposed to in the blur of activity.
So
you
true.
Cover it good in your book, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Linda. And I still remember how much help you were when I was first writing the book, when you did all the editing and proofreading and encouraging me to keep going, and when it was hard to believe that I could even ever finish writing a book. You and Dudley both,
yeah.
Xander, all of you, and so many other people. Robert also helped to encourage me to finish writing the book and get it out there so that people could enjoy it. And I am so thankful for all of you and for all the encouragement that you guys have given me.
Oh, I was so excited that you'd written it. It's like, oh, what have you got to lose? Do it. Yeah?
I know.
No chance, no gain. Don't wonder what if.
Oh,
and who
I know.
Knows how many lives you've touched. How many people have been affected, and they've told people some part of your book, and that's made a ripple effect on them, and they've
mm-hmm.
told someone, you don't know. I mean, there's no way to even monitor the ripple effect of you writing the book, but it's all positive.
Oh, that's so nice to hear, Linda, and such a great reminder for me. And as I was writing it, I was realizing that even if one person out there has a happier life because of it, then it would have been worth writing it. And it's full
oh, wow.
of reminders for me that I need over and over again. So whenever I look at it, it reminds me of things I go, oh, yeah, if I do that,
yeah.
I'll be happier.
Yeah.
I don't know if Margot's spoken to you about this, but she's been contacted by the Kentfield Schools. And she's going to be giving a series of talks to the eighth graders at the Kent Middle School
Ooh,
this coming
cool.
year. And this is perfect.
Oh.
It's another kind of thing that goes along with all the tenets that she's employed in her book. And it seems like right when you're about eighth grade, you're just
oh.
starting your life, it'd be a perfect
oh, yeah.
time to set that foundation up, you know, and really be sure that you've got your ducks in a row in terms of what you want, how you want to get it, and your expectations.
Well, just to give them tools to know how to deal with life as they move forward. That's what I didn't. I didn't know how to do things. I didn't know how to you know, work out how to feel more loving and appreciative. No one told me these tools so that I was aware of them, you know. And that's, I mean, you know, there's like a whole tool chest right there in that book of tools that people can help themselves as they go through life, you know. And I
yeah.
think it changes. You know, every time I go back, you know, it affects me because I'm different. Every day I'm different. And so when I reread it, I resonate with different things. So it's valuable.
Yeah, it's so true. And Linda, you know, the other thing is that the book is full of things I wish I'd known when I was in eighth grade.
Yeah.
And before I started high school, before I started college, I didn't even start learning these things until at age 23, which is the age Xander is right now. He's 23. He'll be 24 on New Year's Day, which is unbelievable. It's gone so fast. It's such a joy to have in our lives. And our lives have just been so filled with love and fun, and a lot of it has to do with him. But part of why I was inspired to write the book was because I wanted to share with him the things that I had learned, that I started to learn at age 23 when my brother gave me a copy of Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude by Napoleon Hill and W. Clement Stone. And I read that book and I studied that book, and it really made a difference because I started realizing that we can make a choice whether we want to look over here for what's right or if we want to look over there for what's wrong, and that the people I enjoyed being with the most were the ones who chose to look for what was good in life and to focus on what they could do to make their own life happier and to make life happier for other people as well. Those were the kind of people that I enjoyed being around. And so the book's actually, for me, it's full of reminders for me and hopefully reminders for other people of how to live a more joyful and fun and happy life.
Yeah. Well, definitely. I mean, everything I do, like writing down, I mean, I love inspiring people, but they are all reminders of what I like to keep in mind to do myself. You know, connecting with the spiritual part instead of just acting totally human all the time with human expectations. You know,
I love that, the way
so
you put that.
More.
Yeah, I love the way you put that, instead of just being human all the time, because really what we are is we're spiritual beings here having a human experience. And when we remember that, we remember that we're all connected and that we're all connected with love. And love is the way that we can share that connection and enjoy our time here. As Earl Nightingale said, he loved to say that our time here is like a holiday on earth. And now the new cover on my book with the sunset, the photo I took over on Maui, it looks like what the book's really about, which is about enjoying our time here on earth. And the subtitles, Enjoy the Journey and Celebrate Your Success. And what makes it fun, the most fun, is to have fun and be playful along the way and to celebrate and share your success with the people that are in your life. That's what makes life joyful for me.
Yeah, and being in Maui.
Maui definitely makes a big difference as well.
And retaining your spiritual self, too. That really is an important ingredient.
It is, and you know, we're spiritual. Go ahead. I mean, we're spiritual forever. Our spirit lives forever, but we tend to limit our thinking to human capability. And we are so much more, and it's infinite possibilities. But, you know, that's the big thing, is just to take the time every day to connect with your spirit and to try and remember throughout the day, wherever you are, to stay connected with. If I put my hand on my heart physically and close my eyes just for a second, I can be right there fast, you know, instead of, you know, and let everybody have their own journey out there and not judging them or getting mad at them, and your blood pressure goes up and theirs doesn't. It's like,
Linda,
you know,
I'm doing what you said. I'm doing what you said. I've got my hand on my heart, and I was taking some breaths and listening to what you're saying, and you're so right. Just putting your hand on your heart reminds you to connect with your heart and not just with what your head's saying.
Yeah, it gets me out of my head. It can pull me down, and how does it feel now? How does it feel now? And that's just because I tend to be in my head, and that's, to me, the human part, you know? It's thinking like that, but anyway, it's... Yeah.
Well, we all have a lot of details to deal with all day, every day, and that is a human aspect of life, and it's good to break from that when we get a chance. Everybody needs a five-minute cat nap now and then. Everybody needs to be able to do what you just said and take a moment and really reflect on what's important to them spiritually in their own mental expectation of what they want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this time is just flying by. We only have less than 4 minutes left of the show. And I just wanted to say thank you both for being on the show today and for your contributions to it. And also point out that next Wednesday is Christmas Day, which is my 60th birthday. Woohoo!
Yay!
And one of the things I really wanted to do before my 60th birthday was start this radio show, so that's done.
Yay!
And I'm so glad.
Mark it off the list.
And then on New Year's Day is a Wednesday also, and that's January 1st. I'm going to talk about on that show, I'm going to skip Christmas Day, I think. I haven't decided for sure yet. But
yes,
January 1st, what did you say?
Yes, you are.
Okay, deadly sin. <Yeah. laughs> January 1st, it will be starting the new year, and I'm going to start talking about chapter one of my book, about imagining a life you love so that you can start your year in 2014 with loving your life by imagining how you really want to live it. And that's
also Xander's birthday. It's also Xander's birthday.
It is. It's our son Xander's birthday. He was born on January 1, 1990. So it's always really easy to remember how old he is, and he'll be 24. And I know that he will.
That'd be a great way to help people. Starting if at the beginning of the year, you imagine how do you want your life to be different, you know?
Yeah.
That's like making a resolution.
And also, and make a list also of the things that 25-plus things that you're most glad you did in 2013 to remember all the wonderful things that happened then, and then start imagining what you would want to put on your list at the end of 2014, the 25-plus things that you're glad that you did during 2014.
I like it.
I'm going to say goodbye right now, sweetheart, and let you wrap up this call because it's almost over. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
thank you,
sweetheart.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Dudley.
Bye, you too.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye, Linda. Bye for now. I am wishing everyone out there happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and the gift of time with people and animals you love. Do what you can to keep yourself in the moment, savoring your time, savoring the beauty of the season, savoring the sunshine, whatever you see that you can appreciate. Appreciate the people in your life. Tell them how you feel. Say thank you. And that's part of why thank you notes got started, is to let people know that you appreciate what you do for them. While you're enjoying the holidays, listen to some music. Find music that gives you joy and listen to it. It'll help you enjoy your time. And it can also remind you to be in the moment and relax. Just relax. It'll all work out. Everything happens in divine timing, and I will talk to you on New Year's Day 2014. Bye for now.
Bye.